gotta make the boat, and I'm getting very old. Oh, Marty and the captain, they're surely fine old friends. They've been working on...
This is Kerry Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KMBR 680.
All right, don't forget, if you're near Bridge Bank, you want to check it out this week. Bridge Bank offers a truly unique banking experience primarily to small and medium-sized businesses in the Bay Area, as well as to technology and innovation companies throughout the United States. Bridge Bank is a division of Western Alliance Bank, a member of the FDIC. I love Bridge Bank over in Oakland. Sheetal, my Little League team at Alameda, they won yesterday again. The Lake Monsters came back and won. And, of course, see her over there, and Chuan and Rebecca and everybody else, and Dale Marie, Fred Voss, who has friends in town. They didn't call me this weekend, Fred. What happened? All right. We now join Terry Crowley as I'm reading something. You know, it's amazing. I feel like I'm doing, like, a live telethon or something. Something, you know, that's going on, like a live news story, because every 10 minutes there's another player move. So Kerry Crowley's with us, Bay Area News Group, covers the Giants, does a great job. Please, the floor is yours.
Well, the player move that we just received word on, Marty, is not a huge transaction. Tyler Herb, minor league pitcher for the Giants, was traded to the Baltimore Orioles for Mike Yastrzemski, the grandson of Red Sox great Carl Yastrzemski. So there you go. He'll be going over to minor league camp as an outfielder. Didn't have a great year last season, so I don't really have an opinion on this trade, Marty.
Isn't this something? I mean, honestly, and I know we have the fans listening all over the country and all over the world, but it literally is every 10 minutes something happens.
There's always tinkering. That's what's great. We saw this morning Matt Joyce walked out of the clubhouse after spending 2 days here. He's headed to Atlanta Braves camp to go try and win a job as an outfielder. So every single day there's something new. You remember at the beginning of spring, we had 5 days in a row where they added five players. It was like Solarte, Parra, Nick Vincent, here comes Cameron Maben, there's Stephen Vogt, and finally we're toward the end and it's still happening.
Yeah, is there something, I'm going to talk to Bruce and Henry about this, and I'll ask you first, the humanity involved of baseball and the clubhouse and guys coming in, going out, coming in, going out. Now, no one big has gone out yet, like a Sandoval or Bumgarner or someone like that. But isn't there something to the clubhouse to see guys come in and out? What do the other players think?
Absolutely. I mean, continuity and stability are part of the reasons that the Giants were so good at the beginning of the decade, because they had that championship core that was with them through three titles. It wasn't just the infield, the position players, guys who were hitting in the fourth and fifth slots in the lineup all the way through. It was the bullpen, the core four that was there in Romo, Casilla, Affelt, and Lopez. And right now we're seeing the Giants in this transition period that I think is very difficult for a fan base to get accustomed to, because in the coming days we really could see a name like Pablo Sandoval on his way out.
Well, you talked about Mark Melancon the last time you and I were together. What is your status on Melancon right now?
I think right now he opens the season on the 25-man roster. I think that especially after last night's performance, a 1-2-3 inning against Colorado, the Giants are going to give him every possible chance to succeed. So if Melancon struggles the first month of the season, it would not surprise me at all to see them cut bait, DFA him, move forward, bring up a guy who's got options and could be shuttled back and forth with Sacramento. But I think right now you keep Mark Melancon on this roster.
Interesting. Kerry Crowley with us. You know, I've said on the show many times that, you know, we argue and speculate about the last four spots on the roster till we drive ourselves crazy trying to figure it out. But the guys who make the money have got to have big seasons. So here we are. It's March the 23rd. You and I were just talking about jumping in with both feet when the games start, and there's no spring training for us. We got to get going right away. But how do you see the big guys on the team now that we've put in a month?
Well, I think that Brandon Belt, Evan Longoria, and Joe Panik have positioned themselves to have really good seasons. Those are guys who could bounce back this year, especially after tough second halves for all three of those players. And the Giants need them to. We know that. Madison Bumgarner had a rough start last night in Surprise. I don't think that's a great concern. It's the last start of the spring. He had to go all the way out to Surprise for a night game. Not terribly motivated, but he's looked good at times this spring. He's looked really good, especially in his previous start when he went over six innings, gave up just the one run. It was earned, but probably should have been unearned. And, you know, I think the big question marks right now are, what are they going to get from Buster Posey behind the plate and Steven Duggar in center field? So far, Duggar looks like he could be, you know, the best player on this team based on his spring performance. But how healthy will he be a month into the season? How many games will he play, and how much can they rely on him? I think are big questions that they'll have to answer during the first half.
Who has a better season, Drew Pomeranz or Derek Holland?
Derek Holland. I buy the consistency of Holland more than the fleeting brilliance of Drew Pomeranz.
Who pitches more innings, Derek Rodriguez or Jeff Samardzija?
Derek Rodriguez. Not a doubt in my mind.
Really?
Yeah. Derek Rodriguez, the more durable pitcher. He right now has better stuff, and Samardzija is still a bit of a question mark. The velocity hasn't quite been what it was at the beginning of the spring in the last 2 to 3 starts.
Who signs a longer lease in San Francisco, Chris Stratton or Madison Bumgarner?
Bumgarner.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought you were going to ask me Chris Stratton or Travis Bergen.
How about that?
And with that, I mean, among all three of them, it's Travis Bergen.
Yeah, well, as Kerry says, a Rule 5 pick from Toronto. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't think he's given up a run yet. He's been terrific all spring.
Trevor Gott, the two guys who've been scoreless all spring.
All right. So Bergen is here, obviously. Stratton here, not here, and your final four, so to speak.
So, if you've noticed, the Giants haven't named a starting rotation. They haven't even named a closer, Marty. So I think right now they're still weighing some serious trade considerations and some trade options that they have on the table, and that do they go out and bring an outfielder in? Why hasn't Will Smith been named the closer yet? I think the only reason is Farhan might be shopping him out there on the open market, and he doesn't want to go ahead and say on March 19th or March 20th that Will Smith's the closer, only 5 days from now to trade him. So I think that there's still a lot of guys being discussed about in potential deals.
Boy, interesting. All right, as Barry Bloom said, welcome to Farhan Baseball. And Andrew Friedman, this is what they did with the Dodgers. You know, it's funny. We talked about it. Would you rather see a team of recognizable names that are okay, or do you want a team of guys? Who are these people that all of a sudden maybe take 6 months to start winning?
Well, gosh. I mean, that's a tough question to answer. As a fan, I mean, if I were going to the games and paying for tickets, sitting in the stands each night, getting my hot dog and beer, I'd want Pablo Sandoval on that team. Yeah. I would want to watch the guys that I grew up rooting for, that you have a connection to, especially if it's going to be the same record. If both of these equations finish at 81 and 81, you want the side that's going to be more fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting part of spring training. We haven't had this many questions this late in spring training.
So much is unsettled.
Which is interesting. All right, longer lease, Alan Hansen or Pablo Sandoval?
That's a tough one. I will say Hansen for now, but I think that is an absolute toss-up.
Yeah.
I mean, both of those guys could be off the roster by May 1st, Marty.
Boy, interesting. Brandon Belt's had a good spring.
Great spring.
I was asked last night by Mark Willard about it, and I said, well, he's in the Spring Training Hall of Fame. We know that. The guy hits like crazy down here. He's having a ball. But the hits he's gotten, and diminished this just a little bit. I thought the hits he's gotten have been crushed.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just crushed it. But Woe says, look, it's down here, the ball travels and all that. But the hits he's getting are just tattooed, maybe more than I've seen before.
Yeah, he had the streak of 11 consecutive plate appearances of reaching base with 9 hits involved. I think there were 2 to 3 home runs. He had doubles mixed in there. The swing looks really good. It's the same swing that we saw in that pocket last May Belt took off for a week.
Good point.
He had he was the National League Player of the Week, I believe, for the second time in his career. Hit, 5 home runs in a week, and he just couldn't be stopped. He looked like he was going to have a legitimate chance to be the first baseman in the All-Star game, and then it all fell apart for him. But that is the same swing we're seeing right now.
Yeah, good point. Very good. All right. Tomorrow, you head home tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right.
Back to the Bay Area.
Be interesting. Well, you had a great spring.
It's been fun.
And look forward to talking to you from San Diego. And say hello to FX and Nancy Hayden Crowley. Are they listening today?
I certainly hope so. I didn't get the text this morning asking what time, but maybe they're just so accustomed to this noon time slot, Marty.
All right. That's Kerry Crowley. Kerry, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty. Good to see you.
All right. And it's good to see you. Okay. All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports.
Mr. Crowley.
Talk Talking Baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.